Yes, I'm being followed by a moon shadow, moon shadow, moon shadow. Leaping and hopping on a moon shadow, moon shadow, moon shadow.
Brings back memories, moon shadows. Around here, what we get are rain shadows. More about that in a moment. I'm Keith Seinfeld with Cliff Mass of the University of Washington. And Cliff, what are we looking forward to today?
The same thing that's going to go on the rest of the weekend, and that's clouds, showers, breaks, etc. Right now, we have a few light showers around the region. It'll get a little heavier later on today as a weak disturbance comes through. Temperatures will be up around 50 again. We've been hanging around there for a long time. Then on Saturday, it looks like it'll be better in the morning, but then an upper-level disturbance comes in, and accompanying with that is a front, a cold front, that'll be moving through later in the day on Saturday. So the showers should pick up a bit on Saturday, and then you'll notice Saturday night the temperature's cooling down. And that's good for the skiers because they've been getting a lot of rain up there. The temperatures have been warm in the passes, you know, often getting up into the 40s, and that's been melting the snow.
I've noticed it's been pretty warm here, too.
That's right. It's been warm here. We're getting up into the lower, sometimes mid-50s. But this cold front's going to come through late on Saturday, and so the freezing level is going to drop from 4,000 or 5,000 feet down to 1,000, 1,500 feet, which means snow in the passes. And then on Sunday, it'll actually dry out a bit in the western side of the mountains, but I expect to see snow showers continuing up into the Cascades and the Olympics, and they could easily get 2 to 6 inches. So I think that's pretty much in the bag. So, you know, not an exciting weekend, but it'll cool down, and at least it's good for the skiers.
So it sounds like one of those weekends where it's pretty hard to know what to plan for. Just be ready for a little bit of everything, it sounds like.
Wear Gore-Tex or some raincoat, and there'll be plenty of breaks.
What about into early next week? Is this pattern just staying the same?
You know, it just looks like, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, highs will see still be around 50, overcast, some showers. So each day, maybe 60% chance of rain at any location. So it's just pattern is just continuing.
Cliff, this week we kept hearing about rivers flooding around western Washington, but here in the Seattle area, at least, it was barely raining at all most of the time. So what's going on?
Well, that's the rain shadows. And people like to talk about rain around here, right? And rain on the western side of the mountains, even rain in Seattle. But the thing that really characterizes our region are the rain shadows, the places where it's raining less. The way it works is when air, especially moist air, approaches a mountain barrier, it's forced to rise. And on the rising side, it cools and you have clouds and showers forming. So it's heavier rain on the windward side facing the wind. But as the air comes down the other side, the lee side, the air tends to warm, the relative humidities drop, and you tend to have relatively dry conditions. Well, we call that a rain shadow. And there are some rain shadows that everyone's aware of. For instance, the flow tends to be from the southwest. So the air is coming from the southwest off the Pacific. And so we have heavy precipitation on the southwest side of the Olympics. But on the northeast side, we have the air descending, and we have a semi-permanent rain shadow that's there a lot. And that's why Squim and Whidbey Island and the San Juans are very dry.
I'm trying to visualize this a little bit. So you're basically saying if you're near a hill or a mountain, and that hill is between you and the ocean, you're in a rain shadow?
When the air is coming down off the mountains, you know, downstream of the terrain, that's where you tend to have a rain shadow. And so we have rain shadows that are frequently observed northeast of the Olympics. And, of course, a huge rain shadow is in the lee to the east of the Cascades. I mean, that's why everywhere from, you know, Yakima and Natchez to the Dry Cities is so dry. So some of these rain shadows are relatively permanent because the flow tends to be from the west or from the southwest. But the interesting thing is sometimes these rain shadows move. That happens when the flow, the air direction, the wind direction on let's say, the coast changes. So when the wind switches from southwest, from the southwest, to the west or the northwest, the rain shadow shifts. So the rain shadow that normally is giving those dry skies over Squim and Whidbey Island moves down over us. And so we get dry. And in fact, that's what happened this week. We had this atmospheric river, tremendous amount of moisture coming at the Olympics, but the winds were quite westerly, west-southwesterly. So we here in Puget Sound were in the rain shadow. So during the peak of it, Over 24 hours, we had maybe a few hundredths of an inch in Puget Sound. While if you, you know, go to the up in the Cascades or on the coast, they had 2-3 inches of rain. So we were in the rain shadow. You know, one interesting thing is Puget Sound is generally rain shadowed by the Olympics. That's why we only have around 37, 38 inches of rain a year, while if you go on the coast, you know, they can have 50, 60 inches. And so that shows you the power of the rain shadow.
Wow. Well, thank you, rain shadow.
Sure.
Cliff Mass is a professor of atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. We have more of Cliff at kplu.org. I'm Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.